Feels real good sitting up here listening to my man E.T. And if y'all think that's that ugly thing you was looking at when you was in the movie, it's not even like that. When I say E.T., I mean extra, extra truth. Nah, we're going to give him a look. And the show, we're going to give you some extra truth. Listen, y'all, and listen very carefully. Everybody listening? All right. Now, I'm hungry, like
what's
you hungry.
Man? So if you're hungry, then what? So what?
Maybe we eat after the show, man.
Nah, man, I'm hungry, and I'm going out to the store right now. And y'all know how I go. I'm going out to the store, and I'm going to get me a Tropicana orange juice.
A container of orange juice?
Yes.
Bring me one back then.
All right. And I'm going to get me a ham sandwich, man. Yo, man.
What? A ham sandwich?
Yeah, I'm going to go out and get me a ham sandwich.
Hey, Divine, man. If you don't know, man, pork is filthy.
Oh, hold. Just hold up for a minute.
And
now,
if
we
you
done
eat
went through
pork,
this together.
Man, you is filthy.
Wait a minute. What you mean to tell me that what I eat is medicine to my body?
Yeah. Let me explain it to you, brother, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna explain it to you. Now listen, everybody out there, listen, check this out. If you eat 10 pounds of fruits and vegetables, and fruits and vegetables come from the earth, what would be in your body?
Fruits and vegetables, man, it's quite obvious, brother.
All right, now let's say you eat 10 pounds of slop And that's nutrition to your body. What would be in your body?
Wait a minute. Nah, listen, brother. Now, that's different now. We don't be eating no slop.
Hey, man, if you eat pork, you eat slop.
Hey, Justin, now, I realize that pork is down south and they pigs and they eat up slop and stuff down south, but we don't become slop when we eat them.
I'm going to tell you, the only reason that your mother gave you that pork because she didn't know no better herself.
Wait a minute, bro. I told you 4 months ago, don't be talking about my mother, man.
Hey, man, brother, if your mother fed you pork...
I don't want to hear, man. Those is fighting words.
Hey, see, get back.
Justin, hold on. Justin, rock. Yo, man, that's enough. I can't take no more, man. Y'all right.
You would have never went through this here, man, if you went eating the pork from the jump street.
All right, man. Well, I quit, but I'm so tired.
This is called unfair. Because this world is so unfair. Listen. When you're down and out and all alone and you just can't make it on your own, it's unfair. It's so unfair. When you reach out for a helping hand and no one wants to understand, it's unfair. It's so unfair. When you finally get up off the ground and somebody knocks you right back down, it's unfair. It's so unfair. When you're living in a world that's so intense that the whole world doesn't make good sense, it's unfair. It's so unfair. When you put so much power on the dollar bill that in order to live, you must kill, it's unfair. It's so unfair. But I think I might run for the president so everyone will know how the money is spent. Oh yeah, see me by, can you be fair? Yeah, I think I might run for the president so everyone will know how the money is spent. Oh yeah, well, and I'll be fair. Come on, horns. I just couldn't make it on my own, and you were so unfair. I reached down for a helping hand, and nobody even gave a damn, because you were so unfair. I mean, we're living in a world that's so intense, this whole world doesn't make good sense. You are unfair. I mean, put so much power on the dollar bill that in order to live, you must kill, and you are so unfair. Tell them, horns. You want to know who I am? You want to know what this is talking? Well, let me tell you something. If you don't know me, I'm Sandy Vine, the mastermind.
He's just a law, the superstar. He's the star. So everybody just keep listening to this world's famous show. And listen, every single time we get on the air and start performing, somebody call me and tell me, why is it that somebody always got to misunderstand it
right. And
call us at the station and tell us that we eat pork? Listen. Don't you know the difference between what's real and what's like play, or when you acting something out to show people, you know, just how you act?
How y'all act.
Yeah, like we used to act, but we don't do it like that. We act crazy in some other ways, though, but we getting ourselves together, too. And I'd like to mention to y'all that, you know, the Supreme Team mean everybody, and it mean to grow. And that's what we're based on, growing, and we grow together. So we want to take out this time to thank everybody that listens to this world's famous show for listening.
Check it out. I like to make one announcement to anybody that goes to those parties, man. Don't kill a person for stepping on your sneakers. You know, people value your life because life is very important. You
what
know?
You mean that we kill each other over some sneakers?
Brothers will go to a party and somebody bump them at a party and they want to shoot them or they want to kill them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
People get killed every day, people. Your friends, you remember, you're young because we got a young crowd. In fact, we got a young crowd as well as an old crowd. But when you out there, if a person push you, all you got to do is say, excuse me.
And then look here, and brother who be pushing people, man, just cut it out, man. Yo, man, dude, you know, just do the right thing. That's the Supreme Team motto. Do the right what? Thing. Stay out of trouble, and I'll make sure you go to school in the morning.
Yeah, man.
And we want to keep this world's famous show moving along. I got my man Dr. Rock here. Now, he has something he want to explain to everyone, and he's going to explain it on the Wheels of Steel. So check it out, y'all.
Calling Dr. Rock. Calling Dr. Rock. Please come to the function room. Calling Dr. Rock. Please come to the function room. Extreme case of non-funkable item.
Goes by the name of Dr. Rock, and everyone knows you'll be able to check him out, and that'll be on this very important weekend coming up right here.
Michael J. Productions are proud to bring to Far Rockaway, Queens, for the first time ever, the world's famous Supreme Team doing their hit song.
So everyone will know how the money is spent. Oh yeah. All right. Said.
And with the world's famous Supreme Team, we are proud to bring to you Michael J. and the crew. And that's this Friday, October the 29th, 1982.